بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mutual love and affinity, a condition for entry into Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "By the oath of that being in whose hand is my life, you will never enter paradise until you have perfect iman, and your iman will never be perfect unless you have mutual love. Should I not inform you of an action which would sow mutual love if you perform that action? Make salam common amongst you." Nothing could have emphasized the importance of mutual love more explicitly than this hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein it is considered a requirement for one's iman to be perfect. This in turn amplifies the significance of salam. How unfortunate is it that people disregard the significance of mutual love and are ever ready to disunite on trivial issues. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Ameen. Complete safety on the day of resurrection. Abu Idris Khawlani rahimahullah narrates that he said to Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "I love you for the pleasure of Allah." Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Glad tidings and glad tidings once again, for indeed I have heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, chairs will be placed around the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah for a group of people whose faces will shine like the full moon. All of humanity will be terrified except them, and everybody will be experiencing fear besides them. They are indeed the friends of Allah, who neither experience any type of grief or fear." The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired about the nature of these people, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "They are those who love one another for the pleasure of Allah." First to vanish, Umar bin Ishaq rahimahullah ta'ala narrates, "We were once discussing the first thing to vanish from the Ummah will be mutual love and affinity." Note, mutual love is becoming rare day by day, and the above prediction is not far-fetched, especially if one reflects over the present situation of the Muslims. Love of the world and vying for it has sidelined the important issues such as these. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.